Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, increased cash market interest expected this morning with limited initial packer bids developing, while asking prices are expected to become more evident as the day develops. Given the overall tone of the cattle complex and wholesale beef values, it's likely that steady money at the end of the week would be considered a bullish move. Bids are expected to develop around $15 live, $185 dressed, but both sides will be closely focusing on the direction of futures trade during the morning part of the session. Now, moving over to the hogs, despite the hog futures still trading within the moderate to wide sideways trend set up over the last 2 weeks, renewed pressure in the entire complex has moved the emphasis back to concerns surrounding China and the ongoing trade war. Even though China will continue to need large amounts of pork to replace production lost by African swine fever, the breakdown in talks and the overall relationship between the two countries is making it evident that buying pork from the U.S. will be a last resort. Moving to the grains, all three wheat exchanges are posting losses this morning as grains finally take a breather from their torrid rally. Bears are likely trying to point out how out of contention U.S. FOB offers have become this week. The chief concern in grains is with prevent plant acreage in corn, but excessive rains in hard red winter wheat country, as well as concerns over lack of acres in spring wheat country, are also supporting wheat. Weaker corn prices this morning after a higher overnight session, with July corn futures staring at their first lower close in the last eight sessions. In short order, July corn futures have blown through the 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages, with prices hitting the highest level since early January. Soybean prices are higher overnight, recovering from yesterday's late sell-off after the rumored MFP program hit the wires. While unconfirmed as of now, a Bloomberg reporter cited sources saying the administration was preparing a second round of MFP payments, which would consist of $2 per bushel on soybeans, 4 cents on corn, and 63 cents on wheat. We're going to check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, June live cattle down 50 cents, 110.85. August down 25 at 108.27. August feeder cattle down 177, 143 even. September down 170, 144.17. June hogs down 165 at 90.10. Kansas City wheat, July was up 1.5, 436. September up 1.25 at 446.25. Chicago wheat, July was up 0.5, 478.75. September up 3/4 at 486. July corn up 5.25 at 394.25. September up 6 cents at 402.75. July soybeans down 9.75 at 822. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.